you ever hear granary or granary? What would you call that?
That's where they house, just in them big buildings, round buildings, where they can keep it cool. Mm-hmm. See, they put air through there.
And they call that building a
granary.
Where are these wheat fields?
In Kansas, Missouri, and up in them northern states.
Uh-huh. Did you ever go up in there? Did you hear him?
I never been no further north than Little Rock.
Where was your store heading?
The way they store it now, a lot of them stores it outside and just put the plastic over. Ain't got no barn. But most of them stacks it in a shed to build to put hay in. Hay house they call it. Mm-hmm. Hay shed.
Where did y'all keep it?
We kept ours loose. Wasn't no bailers or nothing in. Just pile of sheds and cribs and barns and everything we think of full.
How would you leave it outside?
Shock it.
Huh?
Shock it. Stack it. Big round stack.
How big was the shock?
Some of them's 8 foot across and 12, 14 foot high. You could throw it up there.
Was the shock the same as the stack?
Same thing. You just stack around a pole, put a pole in the ground,
mm-hmm.
and put some pieces around the bottom of it in this shape. You nailed them to it where they hang down like that and just start whooping it around.
Mm-hmm.
Pea vine hay and such as that.
You'd have a pole in the middle, then two, a sort of a
V-shape? Five or six pieces spiked on the side of it around, sloped off.
Uh-huh, joined at the top.
At the bottom. That kept them going to the ground, mm-hmm. so air could get on it. That's where you shock peanuts. Put up a little pole, and put some sticks on it, and shock them peanuts right around the pole, and the hay out this way. Air uh-huh. goes up through there, and they'll lie there. You can shock them green. They'll lay there and dry, slam dry. That's the way I've done mine.
What did you call the upper part of the barn where you could store the hay?
That's a hay loft.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back to where you can cut it again the same year?
Well, back then they didn't have this grass and stuff. Mm-hmm. We just grew pea vine hay and soybeans, such as that. It didn't grow back till you planted it. But now that I got this behead right here, if it's seasonable, you fertilize, you can cut it 2 and 3 times.
What do you call that when you cut it?
Some call it the first cutting, the second cutting, and the third cutting.
Uh-huh.
The boy has got the hay here now. He's going to try to get a hold of him on one of these yet. Rolled it in bales, tons of the bales. From 1,000 pounds to a ton to the roll.
Do they just leave those out in the...
You just run them up together like this, like spools,
mm-hmm.
and leave them. You go feed them, just go run that forklift under it and pick it up and carry it where you want to put it out of the cows.
Mm-hmm.
Lay it down and let them eat.
How big a place do you have here?
25 acres.
Your sons live here?
No, one of them lives up here about 4 miles up above him.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that's working hay crop on the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
I got one in Cameron. He got 2 yearlings here. We got 2 pastures, the lower one and the upper one. And we got the yearlings. He's got 2 yearlings, and this up here's got 2.
Mm-hmm.
And my son-in-law sent 2 over him. Me, give me one, they keep the other one for beef this fall.
You just let them work the land, you know?
Yeah. See, I ain't able to see it didn't mess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could do it, but it ain't no money to me. You buy all your hay, you just blow it up. If I was getting any cows, I wouldn't have no hay. See, but about 15 acres of open land on it.
Uh-huh.
That adds in the garden, the yard, and all that. Mm-hmm. Rest of it's in branch bottom thickets, pine tap. I've sold about $1,500 worth of paperwood off it in the last